Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. From the Arts Desk, just a reminder, the Minnetrista Farmers Market returns to its outdoor location in April. That's the third Saturday of each month. Muncie Civic Theater presents The Normal Heart in their studio theater. That's the 8th and 9th of April. And Valhalla Hall in downtown Muncie has an open blues jam March 31st, starting at 8 p.m. Farmland, Indiana, as good an example of small-town Hoosier life as you're likely to find. A crossroads 12 miles east of Muncie, there's a Pizza King, a great restaurant called the Chocolate Moose with a 1950s malt shop feel, and across the street, a radio show.
What's wrong, my dear?
It's Lydia!
Welcome to Tom Cherry's old-time radio show, live in Farmland every fourth Saturday of the month at 3 p.m. They use authentic scripts from the golden age of radio, terrific actors, and a live audience of the curious and the faithful gathered each month at the Farmland Community Center in the middle of town. So what if it's not exactly broadcast on the radio? It's an event in Farmland when actors like Sean Orlowski, Angela Gick, Donna McFadden, Wendy Carpenter, Sean Helene, Jeff Scholl, and Jeff Rapkin put on Pride and Prejudice, as they did recently.
This is quite an honor, Lady Catherine, that you should call on me.
Yes, it is. I've come to talk to you about my nephew, Mr. Darcy.
It might remind you a little bit of Indiana Public Radio's own radio drama each fall. Here they have a husband and wife team, Jerry and Judy Cole, doing live music and sound effects.
A ship in the night, feared by all the pirate we Captain Betty. Arr!
And at the center of it all, wearing a bright red bow tie, a black vest, and of all things, a Moroccan fez perched atop his head, is Tom Cherry, who started the show 5 years ago and serves as host.
There was a radio show off of a Ohio public radio, which played old radio shows. And I was listening to that for about a year or so. And suddenly I thought to myself, you know, doing radio shows would be a lot of fun. Just get a bunch of friends together and just put on a radio show. And I had that idea and I put it online, on Facebook, of course, and actually got a nibble from my friends here at Farmland. The general manager here at the time, Darren Morrell, liked the idea and suggested we make it a reality, and that's what we did. And we've been doing it for, we're starting our fifth year.
You might wonder why people would come out to watch a radio show, occasionally punctuated by the sound of a passing train a couple blocks away.
Well, it's pretty unique. You don't see something like that anymore, unfortunately. It's a lot of fun. You can hear some old-time material that, you know, some folks might be familiar with, and younger folks may not be too familiar with, but have heard of. Seeing, you know, somebody do the Foley stuff, the sound effects and stuff, that's always a treat. Sort of a hometown feel about the show, too. You know, once you're in Farmland, I think it's easy to get that, be part of that hometown feel. And basically, you just try to, I mean, I think we just getting some local folks and some folks from Muncie together and some other cities, and just bringing together and creating like a family atmosphere. I think that helps.
Along with recreations of classic radio shows, they do original material.
We do a show called The Happy Hoppy Hopper Show, which is a takeoff of cowboy serials from the past, or old times action adventure serials, which is fun to do like a little parody of what they did. And we also do a show called The Mayor of Farmland, which is about a couple, basically, well, a man named Cloyd Cornchucker and his wife Zuba. It's a sitcom. It's about their families. What else do we do? We do Those Funky Idiots, which is a... Well, it's hard to describe Those Funky Idiots, but it's about a man and his offbeat family and friends, and we've been doing that for a while. What other shows?
We do Captain Betty.
Captain Betty is a new character who just popped up on the Happy Hoppy Hopper show, and she's an interesting woman. She was a former former captain of a cruise ship who's now a freighter captain, sort of underground black market, and she claims to have pirate blood in her.
And she talks like a pirate.
Yeah, she does talk like a pirate. I don't know why, and you know, in the 21st century she talks like a pirate, but she does, and you know, her first mate also does. They might be slightly askew, but that's usually the type of characters you bump into on the Happy Hoppy Hopper show.
Will Jimmy ever change his socks? Find out in the next episode of the Happy Hoppy Hopper show.
It's become sort of a thing for local theater groups to stage radio drama. In Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the Community Theater League has its radioactive players, who perform old-time scripts and comedy routines. There's a group called The Thrilling Adventure Hour, a stage show and podcast in the style of old-time radio, featuring well-known guests including Neil Patrick Harris, Nathan Fillion, Andy Richter, Nick Offerman, performing on stage at a Hollywood nightclub.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour isn't so much a recreation of old-time radio as it is an update on the idea. Not just theater of the mind, but theater of the absurd of the mind.
Frank, darling, do you remember when we first met?
Sometimes. You were there, and possibly I as well.
You were there. Shall I tell the story?
As long as I am in it, go ahead and tell it.
There may have been some absurdity during the heyday of radio theater in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. After all, you had Fibber McGee and Molly.
Gee whiz, Molly, another ticket. How could this happen, kiddo?
It wasn't so difficult.
Hmm. Yeah, but my gosh, do you know how many traffic tickets we already got this year?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who was driving when we got them?
Me, so let's talk about yours.
Radio started the quiz shows, interview programs, and soap operas that later became staples of television. And especially if you turn the lights down, it's the perfect medium for tales of mystery and suspense.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Some of it sounds corny today, but radio had its stars, even in the later years. One of the best was a writer and monologist from Hammond, Indiana. You remember a movie called The Christmas Story, about the kid who wants a Red Ryder BB gun? Adapted from an article in Playboy magazine by Hoosier Gene Shepherd, who is the narrator's voice you hear in the movie. Before there was a Christmas Story movie, Shepherd told the story on radio in New York in 1974.
I remember clearly, itchingly, nervously, maddeningly, the first time I laid eyes on it. Pictured in a three-color smeared illustration in a full-page back cover ad in Open Road for Boys, a publication which at the time had an iron grip on my aesthetic sensibilities and the dime that I had to scratch up every month to stay with it. It was actually an early Playboy. It sold dreams, fantasies, incredible adventures, and a way of life. Its center foldouts consisted of gigantic Kodiak bears charging out of the page at the reader to be gunned down in single hand-to-hand combat by the 11-year-old killers armed only with hunting knife and fantastic bravery. Its Christmas issue weighed over 7 pounds, its page crammed with the effluvia of the good life of male juvenilia, until the senses reeled and avariciousness, the growing desire to own everything, was almost unbearable. Today, there must be millions of ex-subscribers who still can't pass Abercrombie and Fitch without a faint, keening note of desire and the unrequited urge to glom onto all of it, just to have it, to feel it. Early in the fall, the first ad appeared. It was a magnificent thing of balanced copy and pictures, superb artwork, and subtly contrived catchphrases. I was among the very first hooked, I freely admit it. Boys, at last you can own an official Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model air rifle. This in block red and black letters surrounded by a large balloon coming out of Red Ryder's own mouth, wearing his enormous 10-gallon Stetson, his jaw squared, staring out at me manfully and speaking directly to me eye to eye. In his hand was the knurled stock of as beautiful, as coolly deadly-looking piece of weaponry as I'd ever laid eyes on. Yes, fellows, Red Ryder continued, under the gun. Yes, fellows, this 200-shot carbine action air rifle, just like the one I use in all my range wars, chasing them rustlers and bad guys, can be your own, your very own. It has a special built-in secret compass in the stock for telling the direction if you're lost on the trail, and also an official Red Rider sundial for telling time out in the wild. You just lay your cheek against this stock, sight over my own special design cloverleaf sight, and you just can't miss. Tell Dad it's great for target shooting. And varmints. And it will make a swell Christmas gift. Wow.
Radio was the perfect medium for a storyteller like Gene Shepard. It's a writer's medium, the theater of the mind, after all. If all we remembered were The Lone Ranger and The Shadow, the soap operas and quiz shows, we'd be forgetting some of the most creative, inventive work. Think of the great Norman Corwin, or a show like Gunsmoke, which featured more than 400 episodes, excellent writing, production, and the voice of William Conrad as Marshal Dillon.
Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal, the first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
By the way, radio and its stars knew how to do drama and suspense. William Conrad would go on to do all kinds of projects in TV. Here's his voiceover for the opening of the Quinn Martin TV show, The Invaders, from 1967.
The Invaders. Alien beings from a dying planet. Their destination, the Earth. Their purpose, to make it their world. David Vincent has seen them. For him, it began one lost night on a lonely country road looking for a shortcut that he never found.
Fast forward to today. Tom Cherry has started the fifth year of his radio show Recreations in Farmland and thinks he knows why groups around the country are doing this.
It's fun. I mean, it's like people don't do it anymore, unfortunately. I think there's a little bit more groups of people around the country are doing it. I think local groups have always had, groups across the country have gotten together to do old-time radio scripts and stuff, but we've been doing it for, 5 years, and hopefully we'll keep on doing it for a long time. We have a lot of fun. I mean, it's when you work with great people, talented great people. They're basically actors from the community theater scene, usually mainly from Muncie, but we have some folks from other counties and cities and stuff. And basically, we're all friends, so it's always nice to have talented friends. So when we put the show together, we just called on our friends, and more friends wanted to be part of it. And some friends, can join the cast, and some people are special guest stars and join us maybe once or twice a year. And we're always looking out for more actors and more people who want to participate. And it's just great, because usually when you're in community theater, you do a show with some wonderful folks, and then you dissipate, and you don't see those same bunch of folks. I mean, with doing the old-time radio show, we've been doing it for 5 years, so we're always here.
It's a live production, so of course, there are always those unscripted moments.
Well, we had one today where the mic over here sort of decided to take a walk downtown and sort of fell down. Sometimes cues are missed. Sometimes sound effects don't come in when they can. Sometimes somebody forgets a page and sort of has to improvise a little bit. That's happened a few times. But fortunately, we have a lot of people who are pretty good with ad-libs and can improvise a little bit, so we haven't had too many big mistakes. But, I mean, when they happen, they just add to the fun. Because, like I said, we're having fun here. I mean, we don't take this too serious. We want to put on a great show, put on a good show for the audience, and to make ourselves happy and proud of our work. But we know this is, we're doing it for fun.
He has some fun himself, inventing characters, playing characters.
Well, mainly I'm just the MC, the host, so I try to be nice and jovial and friendly, be that neighbor that wants to welcome you to the show. And sometimes I get a little when we do a game show called It Pays to Be Ignorant, which is based on an old game show from the radio past. I sort of put on my smarmy game show host hat for that particular performance. I play different characters for the show. For those funky idiots, I play a character named Arlo Wazzo, who's a very interesting guy. the mayor of Farmland. I play Cloyd and Zuba's nephew, Cloyd, who is a slacker to the big extreme. Yes.
Coming up, Tom Cherry would like to find more classics for his radio troupe or maybe try a soap opera.
We can do anything, basically. That's the fun part about radio. You can do anything. And you don't need to have much money to create that.
Tom Cherry, creator of old-time radio show recreations in Farmland, east of Muncie, every fourth Saturday of the month at 3 p.m. They recently did Pride and Prejudice with Sean Orlowski, Angela Gick, Donna McFadden, Wendy Carpenter, Sean Helene, Jeff Scholl, and Jeff Rapkin. Admission at the Farmland Community Center for the shows is $1, and they serve refreshments. You can find details online or give us a call and we'll get you the information.
Indiana Weekend, interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
Indiana Public Radio is here for you day in and day out, and you can be here for IPR in the same way. When you become a sustaining member, your ongoing monthly contribution is transferred directly from your credit card or bank account. Feel great knowing that every time you turn to IPR, you're a part of it. Go online to indianapublicradio.org or call 800-646-1812 to become a sustaining member of IPR today. And thank you.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
My name is Donna McFadden. I was Mrs. Bennett and Captain Betty.
How'd you like it?
I absolutely loved it. It was a great experience. It wasn't as scary for me to do this. We had lots of fun, and everybody in the cast was really great. It made me feel really comfortable. It's not as scary as regular theater, I think. So that was really exciting.
And talk about the roles that you were playing, in it, like Captain Betty and all that.
Well, the two roles I played were very different. Mrs. Bennett was very snooty and very, but she was also very emotional. So I got to wail and cry and all of that. But then Captain Betty was very authoritative and very piratey. And so it was fun playing the two different roles. So that was really great.
How did all this come about? Tell us the story.
I know Tom Cherry from doing other shows and things, and I knew he was doing this out here, but I had never gotten a chance to get out here. And so I asked him one time, kind of jokingly, if he had a character for me that I might play. And so he just let me know. He said, hey, you want to come in? I've got a couple of characters I want you to play. And that's history.
Talk about this place and the audience and everything and what it was like.
What it was like, it was, the audience was really great. We had a run through before we actually did it. And I wasn't nervous then or anything, but then I thought I was going to be when the audience got there, but I wasn't. They were really great, and they laughed in places, and that made me feel really good. It made me want to ham it up even more because they responded to what I was doing. So that was great.
For people who didn't hear the show, who was Captain Betty?
Captain Betty was the captain of this freighter ship, and she was carrying the bad guys on the ship, although she herself is not a bad guy, but she's your typical pirate, you know, but it's a woman, so it was kind of a little different. You know, this pirate, just the pirate talk and all of that was really good and great.
Do you remember her Captain Betty line? Do you remember?
Oh, matey. She was always saying matey and arg, and she has her own theme song, which is really great. I never had a theme song before. So.
Are you going to do this again?
Yes, most definitely. I want to bring back Captain Betty. I want more adventures of Captain Betty.
And you teach second grade?
I teach second grade at Edgewood Elementary School in Anderson, Indiana. That's all right.
So is this something you can use in the classroom?
Oh, I definitely use this in the classroom. I talk in different voices, anything to get their attention, to make them remember, and they'll even quote me later on. They'll be talking when I hear them using the different voices. I know they're remembering what I said, and they're doing it, you know, to remember.
Donna McFadden, elementary school teacher, and now Captain Betty on the old-time radio show in Farmland with Tom Cherry. Not sure if this is really a thing exactly, but there are community theater groups around the country experimenting with old-time radio scripts, and in a modern twist, when they can't find a radio station, some are offering the shows as podcasts online. Finally, just a quick word about the station. We're very grateful for the help of our members, and I hope that includes you. If not, maybe you'll consider joining. More than 80% of IPR's program budget comes from member support. You can pledge online at indianapublicradio.org. You can call our toll-free number, 1-800-646-1812. You can mail or fax a pledge. There's a tax deduction, and many companies match employee contributions to Indiana Public Radio. For more details, just give us a call at that number, 1-800-646-1812. However you do it, just know that we're grateful to have you part of the IPR family. And family it is, because when you give, it shows that you care. And programs like this are the result. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and all the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, and Debbie Webb. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
We do a show called the Happy Hoppy Hopper Show, which is a takeoff of cowboy serials from the past, or old-time action adventure serials, which is fun to do like a little parody of what they did. And we also do a show called The Mayor of Farmland, which is about a couple, basically, well, a man named Cloyd Cornchucker and his wife Zuba. It's a sitcom. It's about their families. What else do we do? We do Those Funky Idiots, which is a... Well, it's hard to describe Those Funky Idiots, but it's about a man and his offbeat family and friends, and we've been doing that for a while. What other shows?
We do Captain Betty.
Well, Captain Betty is a new character who just popped up on the Happy Hoppy Hopper show, and she's an interesting woman. She was a former former captain of a cruise ship who's now a freighter captain, sort of underground black market, and she claims to have pirate blood in her.
And she talks like a pirate.
Yeah, she does talk like a pirate. I don't know why, and you know, in the 21st century, she talks like a pirate.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.